battles continue. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. As Russian troops try to gain more territory in Ukraine, while government forces say they've launched a counterattack in the city of Kharkiv, now in Russian hands. Day is dawning in the capital of Kiev after another tumultuous night.
It is really a desperate situation as people just wait for what they consider an inevitable Russian invasion. The streets are empty here. Throughout the night, there has been the thud of artillery shells and the flash lighting up some of the skies. Gunfire occasionally. It's fallen quiet at the moment, but people fear that's just a matter of time.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Kiev. President Zelensky reaching out again, imploring the West for a no-fly zone over his country, but meeting with NATO allies in Brussels. Secretary of State Antony Blinken again rejecting it.
The only way to actually implement something like a no-fly zone is to send NATO planes into Ukrainian airspace and to shoot down Russian planes, and that could lead to a full-fledged war. In Europe.
Several members of the U.S. Senate will meet virtually with President Zelensky on Saturday as congressional calls to end U.S. imports of Russian oil grow louder.
To put even more of an economic squeeze on Vladimir Putin, a bipartisan group of 18 senators like Democrat Mark Warner and Republican Lindsey Graham back that ban. The White House has been hesitating, concerned that it would drive up gas prices, but Press Secretary Jen Psaki did say Friday,
"We are looking at options we could take right now to cut U.S. consumption of Russian energy."
And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has said she's all for banning Russian oil imports.
Fox's Jill Nato in Washington. And now North Korea has mashed the launch button, firing a suspected ballistic missile into the sea off its east coast. It's the North's ninth launch of the year. Wall Street Friday, the Dow dropped 179 points. NASDAQ lost 224. Oil prices climbing $7 a barrel. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Talks aimed at reviving the Iran nuclear deal continue in Geneva.
Critics of the Biden administration claim it's making concessions to Russia at the expense of Ukraine. Here at home, the Biden team is sanctioning Vladimir Putin, but in Vienna, U.S. officials are on the same side as the Kremlin. Though a deal appears imminent, several major sticking points remain, including protections for America's key ally in the Mideast. Iran's still demanding more sanctions relief and removal of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps from America's foreign terrorist organization list. Worldwide, there's a lot of hope that a deal between Washington and Tehran could ease the current energy supply crunch caused by the disruption of Russian oil exports. The Biden administration says even America may yet purchase Iranian oil.
Fox's Jillian Turner, a school's administrator and a school's resource officer, wounded in a school shooting in Olathe, Kansas Friday. Police say the male student who fired the shots was wounded when the resource officer returned fire. All three are expected to survive. An Idaho man who stormed the U.S. Capitol last year has been sentenced to more than 4 years in federal prison for striking a police officer with a pipe that day. The Florida Senate has passed a voting law package that would create a police force dedicated to pursuing election crimes. Governor DeSantis has both praised Florida's 2020 election as smooth, but said more rules are needed to prevent fraud. Baseball's labor strife drags on.
With no end to the lockout in sight, Major League Baseball Friday announced the cancellation of more spring training games, removing all action from the docket through through March 18th. This coming 3 days after MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred announced the cancellation of the first week of the regular season, as the league and the Players Association have failed to strike a deal on a new collective bargaining agreement. Day 93 of the work stoppage Friday brought talks for both sides and a concession from the Players Union in regards to postseason expansion, willing to go to 14 teams that make the playoffs as the league had been seeking. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.